What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
Mic check, 1, 2. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a minute. Welcome back. It's episode 44. It's 2020. It's the People's Choice Podcast. It's the host. I'm sorry. Let me start this off by apologizing to whom it may concern, to the people who really have been waiting for this podcast to come back, to the people who have been waiting to see how I felt about particular topics and all of that extra. I'm sorry, but we here. I'm back. But y'all also have to kind of cut me a break because I got a life. I got a real life. I got like a family, and not the kind that you can just kind of dip on without it being ridiculously controversial and problematic. I gave y'all my last episode at the top of November with my guy Willie Mack Jr., fresh off a Keep the Change release party, which we still rocking to this day. And right after that, y'all know what happens in November. Thanksgiving hit, which is my favorite holiday. Then you had Christmas. Then you got Christmas break. I got kids. I got a wife. She's in school. They're in school. We didn't really have a lot of snow. But we did have one little spurt where we thought it was just about to be like the end of the world. And then it was back spring again. But, take all that into consideration and forgive your boy. We here, though, the People's Choice Podcast. It is yet alive. So welcome back. I appreciate you stopping by, fucking with your boy. And let me just update y'all on what's going on in my life, because it's been November, December, January, almost 4 full months without the People's Choice Podcast being played through your car stereos and whatnot. So real quick, let me not start even with myself. My wife's still in school. She's getting this MSW in May. Thank the Lord. Y'all can applaud her right now. Like, shout her out right now for working full time, going to school full time, being married full time, being a mom full time, being active in all her extracurricular organizations and activities. Just thank you. Thank you. Please. If I had the button to push, I would do that. But we're not that sweet over here just yet. So shout out to her. Lex, you already know how I feel about this. One of a kind. That shit don't happen every day. Drew is still 6. Drew has no teeth in his face, so we got him on a soft food diet. Him and Shane are essentially eating the same things for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, like pureed green beans and sweet potatoes and shit. They both have a love-hate relationship with the lifestyle, but hey, you decided to just, like, keep getting busted in the mouth and lose all your teeth at the same time, so... But nevertheless, he's flourishing in first grade. And when I say flourishing, I mean like the academic smarts are there, the book smarts are there, but then like the logical common sense smarts are there. And I'm gonna tell you a story. This is honest to God truth. I might've been the only parent home at the time of this incident. And you know, when you got to tame, kids of these ages, you got to find like quiet shit for them to do. So my daughter's like, go color, go play with your Barbies, go build the blocks or like put shit together. The quiet shit, like don't play the video game, don't play tag, don't play hide and seek. Actually, just don't even play together. Like everybody find a corner in the room and occupy your corner only. So I'm telling dude, I'm like, yo, read a book. And I might have been putting the baby down for a nap or something. And he's reading out loud. And I walk away, do something. I come back. I say, yo, read in your head. Because I don't know if y'all notice about kids, but kids suck at maintaining one volume, right? So the first 3 sentences, he's cool. But then like by the end of the page, he's just like obnoxiously loud. And now Corey has to now compete with his volume, with her kind of like inter-monologue between two people while she's playing with her toys. And then it just gets to a point where now all of a sudden you're playing together. The boy didn't put the book down. Now the baby's waking up and I can't get shit done. So I come back, I'm like, yo, read in your head. And the boy replies and he says, but dad, what if it's an exclamation mark? And I'm just in my head like, you motherfucker, like, that's a great question. What the fuck? What do we do if it is? And I didn't really have an answer. So it was just kind of like, well, you just do that in your head too. And I walked away as quick as I could. Like I turned around immediately to eliminate any possibility of him having another actual reasonable response. So I got out of that. But I'm happy, man. My man's, he's good at school. Playing basketball again. We only had one game because the second and third ones got canceled because, again, Michigan has decided to return to its usual form. But the first game, our team had like 16 points. He finished with 10. He had the first 8. At one point, it was 12-2. I had to tell my team to stop pressing. right? We playing a 5-6 co-ed lead. I tell them to stop pressing, like, let them get past half court. You know, I mean, because there's no mercy rules. Like, we're actually not even officially keeping score, but, you know, a nigga is keeping score. Like, when a dad is the coach, somebody keeping score. So I'm keeping score. My players want to know. Like, I got them kind of players. I got fired up players. They buying into my system. The program is flourishing. We doing good. We got like a system right into the elementary school programs and teams. Like, we solid. We getting endorsements and shit. Like, the other coaches know me by name and all of that. Like, it's hype. Like, I got parents telling Lex, like, hey, my grandson is in the same league. I see your husband as coach. Next year, we need to get him on your husband team. I'm about to start boosting these little kids in this little 5-6 co-ed league. I had a couple dudes ask me if I do training and stuff. Like, we hooping. But the two games got canceled. But he balled out, man. He had like 5 steals, about 4 or 5 rebounds. He's a ball hawk. Last year was completely terrible. We are so much better than last year. It's amazing. And we probably spent about a week total in the basement doing ball handling drills. And everything else was just him hooping at school with his peers. So that's matter. But my man is nice. He's easily the go-to on the team right now. But I try not to show favoritism. I still sit him down. I still let him rest. I still yell at him. Because we're not trying to start the, like, favoritism. I'm good, so I should be out there all the time shit. First of all, you're tired. But also, everybody still has to play because I got a lot of parents looking at me. And, you know, at the end, it worked out. Like, I'm a cool coach so far. So we back in the gym this weekend. We hooping. We getting it in. Put some air in the ball. Get it right. My daughter, who is just as sassy, just as smart, just as bratty, just as she knows who she is. She knows her role. She knows her pocket. She knows her niche in the family. And not just in my house, but like in my entire family. Corey knows her niche. She knows who she is called to. Like, you can't tell her. When Corey get in trouble, like, it takes a while because she's so pretty and you don't really want to yell at her. But fuck that. She get yelled at because she's too smart. Now, I can't be playing the nice all the time when it's time to get stuff done. But she's cool, man. She's a great big sister. She loves being a big sister. She don't like getting her hair done. You know, she hates getting her hair done. And, you know, after getting my hair twisted up a couple, 2-3 times now, I understand the pain. I empathize and sympathize with what she was going through in those situations because it is intense. I don't know how you niggas and you females is getting, like, braids often, back to back. Like, let the scalp breathe. But other than that, the baby boy, like I said, him and Drew, they on a soft foods diet right now. You know, you just babies, 6 months, seven months next month, or 7 months in a couple of days, rather. And, you know, he's a baby. He's healthy. I'm happy. We 3 and out. This is it. Y'all don't tell us to have no more. Don't ask us to have no more. Matter of fact, whenever you want to tell us to have another kid, I mean, just know I'm coming right back with, do you have one first? I don't care if you got 6 already. You tell me to have another kid, I'm bringing the same energy back to you. I want you to have another kid. To have your first kid, second kid, third kid. But embrace it, man. This is cool. Having kids is fun. You got to love it. Now, as far as me, as far as the host, what has happened with me over the past few months? Couple shows, you know, been trying out comedy, we've been adding shit. Did another show. I think when I recorded the last episode, it was before I hosted that comedy show, and then this got dropped. So. So the actual recording was before I did the last one, so y'all don't even have an update on the last show. I hosted a shout out to the Pink List and Bree Bettis for booking me to do that. Dope night, dope show. And I, you know, I came prepared. I came with the jokes for real this time. And I, you know, people laughed. That's all I can say. I knew it worked out when I looked into the crowd and I seen Lex like laughing, constantly laughing at my jokes. And then I heard her tell her somebody else like, yo, you know, he might actually be a comedian. He might actually be okay. But listen, before we go any further, don't call me that. All right. Y'all know when you listen to the People's Choice, you're getting real TJ, you're getting real me. Don't call me a comedian. Just keep it where we at. Just keep acting shots that are making you laugh, right? I've always been able to make people laugh here and there, but, you know, I'm actually trying this shit now, and I don't really want that pressure of, oh, shit, it's you. Make me laugh. We're not going to do that. So just, you know, keep it copacetic. Keep it chill. And that's all we're going to do, man. As you know, I'm tight as I transition into my sports, because that's enough about the update on my family life. Everybody is here live, man. I ain't mad at nobody today. The Super Bowl is happening very soon, and you all know that I'm a Patriots fan, and we went home. And I can't say that I'm okay with that loss. I already had it made up in my mind that if we lose to a black quarterback and the throne of the league is going to transition to a black quarterback, I'm okay with that. But, you know, who we lost to in the wild. First of all, being 12-4, being a wild card is still outrageous to me. But it is what it is. We lost to the Titans. The Titans went on the very next week to beat the Ravens, who were a lot of people's Super Bowl pick. For sure, that is who the Patriots were supposed to lose to. But I guess after the Titans beat the Ravens, I was a little more okay with our loss, but it was still like, I don't like this. So right now I'm in a place where we're like, do I follow Tom Brady or do I stay in New England? I don't know. I got to see how this plays out, how these next few months play out. Man, they talking about sending my man all over the place. Let's ride it out one more year, try it one more time, man. We don't have a healthy anybody anywhere for a whole season. You need to Josh Gordon, to Antonio Brown, all that shit. Antonio Brown is a mess. A mess. I don't know. Let's just before it gets any worse, let's just pray for AB right now. Just Jesus, touch him. Hold him. Don't let him get any further than what he already is. Because my man is going through a lot. He's cussing out his baby mama on Instagram Live and cussing out the police. Just today or yesterday, the police then arrested his trainer or a security guard or something in custody for a battery charge somewhere doing something. It's wild. Then you get the video of Delonte West. Pray for him as well. Like, all jokes aside, pray for Delonte West. That was a hard video to watch. And then you see his former NBA teammates, his former college teammates, and other athletes across the world and the Twitterverse speaking out on that. I mean, outside of his personal circles, I don't really know the situation of his personal circle, where he is or what he does on a day-to-day basis. But just that was wild to see from somebody who we saw actually have a career with some length and depth on it. And actually not be a bad player. Like, he was solid on the court. So just pray for that for sure. What else is happening in sports? Wow. Well, my man in Kansas, the fight, the Kansas State fight, right? Like, it was crazy. Very crazy. Is my man gone? Do I think DeSosa ever plays another college game? Probably not. And not because the fair punishment or ramification, but because the media is going to blow this way, way, way up. You already got Dickie V calling it criminal, and they're making him be the bad guy, and they're turning him into a villain, and the picture of him holding that stool up is embedded in people's minds, and they're running with that. And granted, my man only averaged 8 minutes a game and 2 points, so that was prime time for him. So he was salty that my man got ripped. And let me run this back for the people who are not fully aware of what I'm talking about. Kansas State rivalry, right? A rivalry game like any cross-state major university game would be in any sport. They playing in Kansas up like 30, 29, 20. It was a blowout. The game was over. And Kansas is at the top of the key, half court, just over half court. They're dribbling the ball out, and a player from Kansas State comes from behind and steals the ball, dribbles down the court, goes for a layup, and the person who got the ball stolen from him, the person who he stole the ball from, blocks the layup and then stands over him and taunts him, right? So he automatically gets a taunting technical foul. Both of these teams got a lot of Negroes on them. And anybody who's been around any sports games full of a lot of young, testosterone-filled, pride-filled, immature kids from wherever they from, man, but normally inner city somewhere. I'm not about to just let you stand over my teammate like that after you, like, the block shot was cool. It happens. It's part of the game. But my man is he failed. He's laying down on the ground, like flat on the ground, and you're towering. As the teammate, no teammate is going to let that happen. And when the Kansas State teammates came over, they pushed my man out the way. And it literally just at that moment, both benches cleared. They fell into a part of the arena where fans are and media is and cameras and photographers, and they scrapping. Niggas is throwing punches. I find out today that it seems as though one of the coaches ended up falling. He's seemingly getting stumped out. It's a nigga who wasn't even dressed for the game. My man's had on white jeans and a black polo. Like, he's a red shirt junior. He not even putting on a uniform. He out there throwing punches. Like, my nigga, this is where you're supposed to sit back, let all the niggas who play and fight get suspended, because guess who's going to get to play for the rest of the season? Now you just blew your shit this year and probably next year. You're going to have to transfer to some mid-major school because you decided you wanted to be out there in a polo and a baby chain throwing punches at a nigga from the middle of Africa. Right? I just thank God that none of the punches connected because De Sosa's from Angola, so he could probably punch a nigga. He probably throw a solid punch. Here's where it gets bad, because we've all seen fights in sports. Baseball, the dugouts clear almost every week. Hockey, nigga, it's actually a part of the schedule to let two niggas fight. We see it in football. It's getting more common lately. I don't understand the concept of punching somebody's helmet, but niggas are emotional. But they pushing, they punching, fuck it. It happens. We've seen it. My man picks up the stool, and if it's not for his assistant coach coming behind him to pull the stool out of his hands, he was about to swing that stool, and who, God only knows, I was just praying that the soft part landed on something or somebody first and not like the leg or a screw or something, because that would have been crucial. Now you got like full-blown assault and battery charges. So it comes out today that De Sosa suspended indefinitely, and that's just by his coach. He still has to deal with the university, right? Like the actual president of the university, because now it's bringing a bad name and negative attention to the university, which is normally a stand-up school. Kansas is normally a very prominent stand-up university. Then you got to deal with the athletic department, the AD. They going to want some, put some punishments in. Then you got to deal with the conference, right? The little sub-conference. And then you got to deal with the NCAA. So my man, like I said, 8 minutes, 2 points, ain't nobody going to miss him. They're going to get De Sosa all the way up out of the paint, man. And if you never see this man's name on the basketball jersey again, don't say I didn't tell you. Am I wishing that for him? Not at all. Would I be surprised? Not at all. NCAA really does not care who you are. You could have been the starting point guard to average 16 and 8, 9. They wouldn't care. You lift up a chair and here's if y'all get on the internet and go to like SportsCenter's Instagram and you see the picture, the photographers in the middle of the melee were getting their flicks off. Like, it's just, if you're a photographer in the middle of that brawl, are you still trying to take pictures? They was getting quality up close. These are shots like this is a Renaissance portrait. Like, they getting pictures. These niggas was in the cut, chilling, not fazed. Do the photographers who take pictures at these games and these events, I need somebody to look this up. Do they got to go through like some kind of training to be able to still be focused on the shot despite a nigga like Shaq falling on you or 30 young dudes like full bone scrap? Y'all, when y'all see the video, it was like a Fairlane scrap. It was like just a two big ass crews meeting up to scrap at the mall. Like, they remember when them shits was happening every weekend? It was one of those. It was full blown Kansas versus Kansas State. But the photographers, NCAA, Big 12, the university, they was sitting right there chilling, taking their pictures, bro. And these pictures came out quality, not too close. Like, I need to make sure. I want to know if any of them photographers got hurt, because that's wild. The funniest thing was seeing a white lady like yell stop. Like, why do white women think that them yelling stop in the middle of a fight between anybody is really gonna get people to stop? I've never understood that. Do we count that as white privilege? Are we putting that in a white privilege hat? Just feeling like if you tell somebody to stop, they'll stop. I think that's what I'm gonna do. We gonna throw that in the white privilege hat, because that's just a wild concept. A nigga like me, I'm getting the fuck on. I'm not about to stand there. I'm a hit Kansas up. I'm gonna want some money back from my tickets. You know, I'm sitting baseline, courtside, under the rim, and I gotta worry about getting punched by a nigga from Angola. I'm straight. I need my bread back. You know, you go to the major universities, you don't get into those games for free. You gotta pay for those tickets. So yeah, you know, run that. Run them tickets, especially for the rivalry game. Packed out. I need all the bread back. But Derek Jeter, Hall of Fame, as expected. Easy. He's one vote being unanimous, so there are still haters in the world. But Derek Jeter's headed to the Hall of Fame. You know, happy for him. Love to see it. Absolutely not a doubt in anybody who knows even the slightest about sports that he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. We got two young black girls facing each other in the Australian Open. So that's hype again. You know, sports is a cool thing. I love sports. Just because you never know what you're going to get, man. My mom came up here, we were watching the Alabama football game. And she asked me, like, how do guys just sit and watch this all day? And then, like, the moment she said that, the moment she finished her question, Najee Harris went up the sideline, like, did a spin move, truck sticked the nigga, and then jumped over somebody and scored. And I'm like, well, that's why we watch. And she was just, oh, that's, you know, the black boys is always so much sweet. I said, nah, just 40 seconds ago, you ain't know why we watch. Now you all, you want everybody black to win. We don't need all that, fam. Stay on your this is boring side. That's my sports. That's my sports. I don't have nothing for politics for y'all today. I mean, I could, but I would rather not. I just hope that in all of this talk in midst of, you know, the bombs and all that shit, I just pray that, you know, it doesn't happen. You just, hopefully the states, we stay clear. Everybody stays here. I just don't want to see that happen. It's tough. You never know these days, man. They got like these maps and graphics on the internet of who's in range of this missile, and Michigan is in range. So, you know, that's just one of those things we don't want to see happen. Hopefully, you know, the only pride I've had in Michigan is knowing that we don't get hurricanes, we don't get earthquakes, we don't, the fires, the floods. We kind of in a pretty predictable, with the exception of these last 3 or 4 years, region of the country as far as like natural disasters and catastrophes and stuff, as far as those go. I will take the option to like stay in my house and not walk outside in negative 30 degree weather with the wind chill that makes it feel like negative 50 before I deal with the reality that at a particular time of year, my house may or may not get wiped clean off the foundational block due to winds or hurricanes or the ocean deciding it just wants to swallow the bottom half of the state that I live in. Then I get on Twitter today and see like, oh shit, I slept through it. It was an earthquake. Like, it's cool when they be like, oh shit, I slept through it. But then it's like, it's not cool when you really in an earthquake and the building you in is split in half. I don't know the last time it really happened, but I don't really want to play that roll of the dice game. So I've been okay with Michigan this long in my life to be like, you know, I can make it work here, until I saw that we was in range of this missile coming from the other side of the world. So now it's like, all the bad shit I said about Ohio, I take that back. You know, can I just come kick it with y'all for a weekend? You know, my parents is out of town. You know, I could bring the game over or whatever. You know, you can play my shit. We trade Pokemon cards or something, and just burn enough time for the missile to come through, do what it's gonna do, and then I come and see if my crib is still here. But other than that, you know, it's presidential, it's election year. Y'all do y'all research, y'all vote. You know, I'm going to talk to who I need to talk to, mainly my wife, because that's the world she got to pay attention to. And we'll see what happens. But shout out to the 49ers and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is black enough for us to take credit for that. But I'm also a Jimmy G fan, man, just, you know, from playing under the Patriots. But that's it. That's my sports. That's my politics. I don't even have enough society. But I do want to talk about something that, you know, it was laid on my heart, man. And I just got to ask a question because, you know, it's a thought that I've had more often than not. And this is mainly for the fellas, the dudes who listen. Have you ever had to, like, rain check the box, right? Like, you and your woman, you know, it's time to do it. And you got to rain check the box. Like, just not tonight, baby. This ain't. But it's not true. Like, I'm tired. Here's where I realized, you know, 27 years old, you go to college and you pick a major and you decide what you want to do with your life and what's your purpose in life and church and whatever and walk, all this stuff. I figured out one thing that I'm not here to do. And I figured out that I'm not here to do the back-to-back round. Like, you got to know who you are, and I've learned in the heat of the moment who I am. You know, they always say, like, you got to hit rock bottom, or, you know, you learn who you are when you don't have all these little sayings that they be putting celebrity pictures on and make it look like they said it and shit. Put my picture on this saying right here. I learned who I was, like, in the heat of the moment, like in an orgasmic period. It's one of those, I'm doing it right, we doing it. And I'm doing it right. I'm hitting it good. And she, you know, she feeling good. And she hitting it back. And we hitting each other. And it's good, right? And she like, baby, we doing it again. And you know, you hit that stroke. She make that. And you like, bet, we doing it again. Like, nigga, niggas love thinking they about to go back to back. Bet, we doing it again. Nigga, a stroke and a half later, like, you know what, baby? Hold on. What you doing tomorrow night? You ever have to stop and ask your lady what she doing? And y'all live together. And you know, this is a different level of washing. When I ask the woman that I sleep with every night, what's she doing tomorrow, same time, it's like 11:30. I know damn well what she doing. But it took me just another stroke and a half to realize I ain't even going to play with it for real. Like, I'm not even about to give you what you want or what I would love to give you right after this. Like, after this, it's curtains. We already know what's going to happen. It's slump city. And, you know, I found out, you know, you got to know who you are, right? Some people, you play sports and you learn who you are on a sports team and what your skill sets are. Some people understand that. They lane is, you know, they kick it at the strip club. They go to day shift. They knock it out. They don't, no harm, no foul, or some lamb chops. They kick it. I found my lane. I'm a one and done guy. I will shot clock 3-4 times a week and be solid. Like, we straight. And, you know, you got to talk it out. Right, you gotta talk it out. You gotta make her feel good. You gotta make sure y'all debrief about this and y'all de-stress and y'all have like a case conference about what just happened, so nobody walks away feeling like it was their fault. And then you just run it back tomorrow, man. But every now and then you just gotta rain check the box, man. It's a part of life. It's a part of married life. It's a part of the wash life. But you gotta make sure that in all of this is nothing about you. It's 100% me. But I also in that you gotta blame her too. Like, women be mad when niggas, you know, they climax and it's like, okay, well, did you ever stop to wonder, like, maybe the reason this is happening is because this is good sex? Like, niggas don't, we don't end early all the time. Like, this is your fault. So you want to make sure this don't happen again. You got to switch your shit up. Like, again, I've learned my role in this game. Like, I know where I fit on this team. You still trying to figure out your identity when we do this, right? You being this mug and we, this ain't about to be no movie scene, baby. This is about to be a commercial. Unless you got some one of them long ass infomercials with all the side effects, that kind of time and attention, this is about to very much so be just a regular ass commercial, little 30-second spot, 60-second spot. We back to the main feature. But I learned who I was, and it took me 27 years to learn who I was. And in that time, you know, we've had 3 kids come out of the deal, so it made sense. But when it comes to kids, I take a lot of pride in my fatherhood. But it's a lot of niggas out here false claiming fatherhood. Like, niggas don't false claim. And actually, niggas do false claim a lot of shit. You had the whole Boosie shit happen. You know, they scratched that. They we good. You know, niggas ain't mad at Boosie for real. But niggas be false claiming fatherhood. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, it be the niggas who be on. You know, they be reposting old pictures of them and their baby, and then you start to wonder, like, has your baby aged? Like, I just saw you in real life, and you don't have the haircut that you just posted. Talk about me and my baby, like, or we look just alike, or twins, all that. I don't, niggas, if you're not taking care of your kids, just say that. You know, let's just be up front, right? It's 2020. Let's up and early with it. Like, I can't hang around niggas who not taking care of their kids. So don't try to, like, mirror my kids' stories. Like, niggas who be fake claiming and false claiming fatherhood get around their daddy friends and try to mirror or mock their daddy stories with like a little audible here and there in the story. Like, oh, yo, my daughter do that same. Nigga, you don't know? You don't know. Like, you guessing your own daughter's personality and character traits. Like, we don't need no more of that in 2020. In 2020, I need niggas with kids to either, like, really go take care of their kids or really just wipe social media clean so we don't know who you are anymore. I think that's where I'm at with niggas who don't take care of it. Like, just the false claiming of fatherhood is a thing of the past. We're not letting that slide anymore. We calling all the niggas out who doing that. Real quick, a break in the story. Got a shout out. Ain't nothing changed. Blurvision.us. You can still use the code TG20. Get the TG10. Sorry. Ooh. TG10. 10% off the purchase on the way out the door. Don't ask me for no more wash hoodies. I'm not making any more t-shirts. Whatever you see on the streets is what's out there. That's it. The streets is dry, baby. The connect is dried up. I'm cut off. Shit didn't change, B. Niggas is breathing different, right? Doctor said I wasn't going to walk the same again, so we done with the wash hoodies. I'm out the game. I know niggas sell hoodies every day, B, but I'm out the game. You know, I'm breathing different, you know? So we got other things on deck, man. We making things shake. I'm happy to be back on the microphone, on the podcast mic, in your ear, in your car, in your headphones at your job. So welcome me back with open arms. Tell them somebody you listen to the People's Choice podcast. You can find me on all the socials at TG the Host. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Just like and subscribe and get ready. Just get ready. We got a lot of shit happening. We got a lot of dates coming up, so I will keep you updated on dates and shows and all of that. But I'm almost positive that that's all that I got right now. I just want to just check back in and make sure Nick's was good, you know. Had to come check on my strong friends. But that's it. But y'all, all the booking information is in the contact button. Like, I'm not responding to DMs and shit no more. Like, just hit the contact button, please, because there's somebody for that. But no, I appreciate all y'all rocking with me thus far. The trajectory is happening. The ceiling is the roof. Y'all be good. Let's have a good year. See y'all later.